Maryland's news now on WBAL and WBAL.com.
WBAL News Time, 5:38. If you watch the ABC show Scandal, then you've heard of their made-up government agency called B613. Well, today, a real group called B612 announced that they have data that shows that the Earth is hit by more large-scale asteroids than any of us knows, and we avoid the really massive ones with sheer blind luck. Greg Redfern writes and lectures about space exploration and is NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab's Solar System Ambassador, and he joins us now to freak us all out. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, on a happier note, happy Earth Day, Mary Beth.
Same to you, and it's very appropriate that they announced all this information on Earth Day, and I'm sure that was not by accident.
No, absolutely. This was a great press conference that starred three former NASA astronauts who are putting together through the B612 Foundation, a nonprofit that is dedicated to launching a telescope into space called Sentinel that will go out to Venus, orbit the sun, and hopefully be able to track down about 1 million of these asteroids, some of which pose a potential threat to us.
Yeah, and that was really the whole point of the data that they showed us today, is to make people realize that this is important, at least from their point of view.
Yes, I mean, last year we had the big explosion over Chelyabinsk, Russia, which was the equivalent to 600,000 tons of TNT explosive force. For our listeners, Hiroshima was 15 kilotons. So the data that the astronauts presented today basically said from the year 2000 to 2013, there are 26 asteroid impacts in our Earth's atmosphere that went anywhere from 1 to 600 kilotons of energy. And this puts the risk of an impact about, let's just say 3 to 10 more times than we thought previously. And like we're fond of saying, Mary Beth, to people that I lecture to about this, I say the dinosaurs are dead because they didn't have a space program. And this is one natural disaster, an asteroid impact, that we can truly prevent.
So who are these astronauts trying to reach with this information today? Are they trying to reach legislators who maybe can fund such a telescope or a program? Are they trying to reach private companies who can also help donate money? I mean, what are they trying to do here? Are they just trying to drum up public support?
Well, they're trying to make the public aware of the fact that we can't address the issue until we know where asteroids are. In other words, if you're going to meet the enemy, you have to know where they are. And this Sentinel project to build this telescope is being built with private funds. And on WBAL, we posted a link that has a video showing these 26 impact explosions and also more about B612. But these guys were out trying to tell the whole world on Earth Day, look, you know, there's a million asteroids out there. One of them is going to have our name on it someday. We've got to have a planetary defense plan in place. And this is one thing that they're trying to do with this Sentinel telescope. One other thing, too, for our listeners, Mary Beth, they mentioned the fact that last fall there was information that they had provided to the United Nations to try to bring all the space-faring agencies of the world together. And the UN actually adopted a resolution put forth based on the B612 Foundation research.
So make this a world issue.
Exactly, yeah. Because, hey, one of these things got our name on it. That's the side that took out the dinosaurs. We're all going to have a bad day. But the story and the video are very, very good. And it's like I said to a lot of people, Chelyabinsk last year got a lot of attention. To me, it was another warning that says, hi, these space rocks are out there, and we better pay attention to them because we never saw Chelyabinsk coming in.
Or we won't have any more Earth Days.
Greg. No, that's exactly right. And we need to find more about these. So it's a project worth the world's attention, Mary Beth.
All right, Greg Redfern, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Have a great Earth Day.
You too.